Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Good morning. Hello, and I want to welcome you to the Underwhelmed Mom Show. Now, if you've been with me for previous episodes, you'll know that generally this is when you hear a little musical interlude, introduction kind of thing. Well, since recording episode number 33, I've changed laptops, and there's this little thing called an intro clip that should be playing right now. Had I not change laptops, which means I don't have the file, which means I get to record a new one. So hopefully by episode number 35, we'll have a new beginning intro clip and end clip. So I know that's exciting. Whew. Well, welcome to episode number 34. This is entitled To High School and Beyond. And we're going to talk about high school record keeping, the advantages of having self-propelled high school students, and we're going to talk about the college admission process. We might even get a little bit into how to prepare your high school junior for the college admission process. We'll see how far we get today. In our last episode, we ended, if I recall, by talking a bit about self-teaching in the high school years. And I remember before I had high school kids stressing over how in the world am I going to teach certain classes in high school, because I learned that I was bad at math when I was a kid, and the concept of teaching advanced math, okay, I'll just be honest, the concept of teaching algebra, not even an advanced math class, was pretty upsetting to me, because I knew I didn't have the time to learn it right along with my kids as they were facing it. And I think a lot of us as home educating parents tend to stumble over the concept of the high school years, pursuing the homeschooling through the high school years. I want to share a little story with you, and it has to do with when I was pregnant with child number, I'm thinking probably child number 7, and my oldest at that time was in 8th grade, and so of course I'm thinking ahead to 9th grade. Well, my family and I decided to take a trip to visit some friends who lived in Georgia. They had 10 children. And I wanted to talk to the mom, kind of get in her head and get some advice on how do you go with the whole high school at home thing. So we made the trip all the way down to Georgia on a Sunday afternoon. And I'll never forget sitting with my friend on her couch. And, you know, I'm tired, exhausted, happy to be there, of course, just completely overwhelmed with the thought of high school and homeschool. So I remember asking my friend, who at the time had a couple of high school graduates and also one student who was in nursing school, and I asked her, how did you teach your daughter biology? I mean, how did she grad? She obviously is passionate about nursing. How did you just teach her biology in high school? And my friend looked at me kind of surprised to hear me ask this question, but she said, Joanne, I gave her the book. Meaning she gave her the biology book, meaning her daughter kind of just taught herself in high school. And that was a turning point for me, because I realized, oh my goodness, that means that high school really ain't any different than what we were doing already with my kids getting the books, teaching themselves, coming to me if they have questions, and moving ahead in a self-motivated fashion. So I just use that little story to preface today's episode, because I want you to understand that, as in life, nothing is perfect. The high school years ain't going to be perfect. However, they can be done at home very, very, very well. Let me go ahead and get into the crux of what we're going to do today, because I do have a tendency to go hither and yon with comments. So anyway, in this episode, I want to get right into it here. I've got a ton of content to share with you in episode 34. Now, 9th grade is definitely the time to start preparing for college via record keeping. That's a little scary, isn't it? Thinking about how important record keeping is in those high school years, but it's true. It's more important than first grade record keeping. But it doesn't have to be so scary, and I want to tell you why. There's something called the Essential High School Student Planner, and it happens to be something that I offer on my website, youarethemom.com. And I'm not here to sell you planners, but I want to let you know that there is something out there that has every record-keeping component that your student needs for each year of his or her high school career. I haven't seen any other planner to date that's tailored to meet this specific need. And I've actually had college students come to me and ask if that I would sell them the high school, the Essential High School Student Planners for their college semesters, just because they're very good at looking ahead and planning and keeping record of important stuff. So at the end of each school year, your student has a complete portfolio to set aside for future reference with the Essential High School Planners. And four of the planners are all that any parent needs to keep, to keep your sanity throughout those 4 years. And it's called a student planner because it is for the students. Your student can enjoy having neat, organized portfolios. Students can take these with him to college admissions interviews. They're designed for that purpose. And, you know, this is an absolutely shameless plug for these products because I believe in them. They work. And I've had parents year after year after year send emails saying they don't know what they would have done in the high school record-keeping years without being able to fall back on the Essential High School Student Planners. And you can check them out at youarethemom.com and then follow the link there. Now, I have been talking about setting a course for your high school student. And what do I mean by this? Well, you're going to need to map out what courses your high school student needs to take according to your specific state rules and what you plan to plug and what year you plan to plug in each of these courses into the scheme of things. Now, if your student isn't planning on going to college, there's going to be a different course of study he or she may choose to follow. In the student planners I was just telling you about, there are specific planning sheets that are designed for planning out the entire 4 years' worth of coursework for college kids who are preparing to go to college and kids who are not necessarily headed to college, but who need specific courses. Okay. So in the Essential High School Student Planners, there is just one single sheet that's all that's necessary for planning out the 4 years of your student's high school education. I love this page. It is probably the most valuable thing that we offer to high school students is this one-page glimpse at 4 years. And what happens is a student looks at this, sees that it's really simple to plan, and it motivates them because on one page they see 4 years and they also see the end. Okay, so setting a course for your high school student is very important, and that just means mapping out what courses you want your student to take when, in what year, and they can see everything that's required by law. And then, of course, there are the additional courses that can be taken that are called electives. So anyway, you need to see where you're headed. Your student needs to see where he or she is headed as well. All right, advantages. What are the advantages to having your student continue his education at home for the high school years? And, you know, the advantages are going to vary somewhat according to the type of learner you have. For example, many students can pack enough credits into their first 3 years of high school and also utilizing summer school time in order to graduate a year early. Now, all of my students who have graduated from high school to date could have graduated at least a year early. And part of that came from pre-planning. My kids could see what courses they needed to take because they could see the end. They were motivated. They knew that if they worked with excellence, they could knock those courses out, graduate early if they wanted to. And they left this option open for themselves, okay? So they could have done that. However, when the kids reached their senior year, they decided not to. They realized that there were some advantages to staying at home for their senior year instead of going off to college a year early, 2 years early, 3 years early, what have you, okay? A lot of times parents will advise their high school student to dual enroll at a local college or community college so that the student can earn both high school and college credits. And that often enables students to graduate from high school early. And if there's a specific reason for the student to graduate early, I think it's a viable option. Of course, it's, you know, it is definitely an option. If there's not a good reason for early graduation, in my experience, my feeling, my honest feeling is, what's the rush? Why am I in a hurry for my kids to get out there, quote, in the world? I love the high school at home time because it gives us time, it gives me time with my high school seniors, with juniors, sophomores, freshmen, to develop our relationship and to walk and live together. And I love that part of high school at home. So with each of my five high school graduates to date, I supported their decisions to enjoy their senior years. Again, what's the hurry to go off to college? One of the advantages of doing high school at home is this. You've got your son or your daughter around you for four whole years. And sure, all of our graduates were extremely motivated, could have missed out on their senior year in exchange for beginning college earlier, but they also enjoyed stuff like being a part of our local educational co-op, being on a debate team, designing yearbooks, playing sports. Why miss out on what could be the best year of a high school career merely to run off to college? There will be time for college, and you cannot get these carefree years back. And I'm sure in some cases there are perfectly good reasons for kids to graduate early, and I just advise you as a parent to weigh those reasons carefully. Of course, seek the Lord. I know you do, and you will, but I just encourage you to look at all the factors before making the decision. Right now, I have a high school junior who, of course, next year in a couple of months, will be a high school senior, and she plans to dual enroll in our local community college. She would like to take some courses on becoming an EMT, and, you know, I think that's wonderful. I'm excited for her. She's going to get a taste of it and see if it's something that she would like to pursue down the road. Dual enrollment can be a good thing if your student is mature and if you are prepared, or if they're prepared, to mingle with students older than they are who may have a completely different worldview. But my daughter is ready, and that's just an option that we're going to utilize, and I'm excited about it. I remember when my oldest son, Nick, got an email from Caltech during his junior year in high school, and that email began this way, quote, "You have captured the interest of Caltech," unquote. And yeah, I was kind of happy to hear that Caltech had heard of Nick's accomplishments on his College Board exams and his high school achievements up to that point. He also received unsolicited recruiting from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, Georgetown, and too many other schools to list, and I actually don't remember them all. But during his junior year, Nick decided that college would still be there after his senior year. He had aspirations he wanted to fulfill before he felt he was ready to go away to school. And you know what? I see that as maturity. That was maturity. The realm of higher education was pretty much right there at his feet, but he was not even daunted or impressed. And here's the important advantage of home educating high school students. We, as a family, got to be together for the duration of all my first five kids' high school years. Of course, time waits for no mom, and college has been stealing away my kids one by one with no signs of letting up. But each of my kids has left home with loving, strong relationships with me, with their siblings, that supported them even when they're away. And I found it very hard to release them, you know, kind of like releasing doves into the wild. but the joy of the experiences awaiting them on their journey of life is in my heart, and the excitement that I have for them. And I feel like my family is a close family because we have a strong foundation that's built upon hard times and good times. And my kids and I have shared values. We have a shared faith. We wouldn't have that strong foundation if our, you know, looking back, if my family had been splintered by some of them headed off to an elementary school building in the morning, some heading off to a middle school, and the rest of the kids going to a high school to be educated by people we don't know 5 days a week. I mean, it's safe to say that the kids wouldn't have the self-motivation, the self-discipline, and the commitment to their own education if they hadn't had as much control over their environment as they do when they're self-teaching here at the house. And they are self-propelled as a result of being homeschooled through high school. Their own energy is what pedals that bicycle. They understand that they're only going to go as far as they are willing to take themselves, all right? And that's completely unlike being in a classroom situation in a high school. And, you know, in the high school years, students are ready to study more than just the required courses that they need to graduate because they have time and they have the inclination to zip through those courses with excellence, taking as much time as needed to master, of course, because mastery is always super important. It's the number one goal. But once they finish their work for the day, which is always going to be more quickly, well, I shouldn't say always, but for the most part, they will finish much more quickly than if they were in a classroom situation going at the speed of a classroom teacher. They've got time to pursue their passions. And you know what, y'all? That is one of the, that's probably the second most important advantage about being homeschooled through high school is having time to ruminate, to read, to focus on passions, to follow their dreams when they're done with their stinking schoolwork. And let's face it, schoolwork, again, as I said many times in our episodes, schoolwork is work. And kids aren't going to just love it. But when they're doing it for themselves, when they understand it needs to be done to a mastery level or they're going to have to go back and redo it, they do it well the first time. They go through it. They're done, and they can move on in their day to what is more appealing to them. And who wouldn't prefer to have free time over doing work? I mean, that is a great reward. Free time is a marvelous reward for doing your work, doing it well, getting it done, because then you have the reward of doing whatever you want. In the realm of adult land, in adulthood land, oh, my gosh, that didn't come out right. But as adults, you know, our free time is limited. And for our kids, that's going to happen to them as they get older. So allowing them to enjoy their time now, helping them to learn how to utilize their time wisely is a huge gift that we give to our kids when we allow them to homeschool through high school. Yeah, I love that my kids can concentrate on their interests once their regular work was done. And their interests vary. Franklin was able to go to the ice rink in Nashville twice a week during school hours. He was playing hockey against kids much older than he. In fact, he was playing against adults and young adults. So students can study, quote unquote, in various ways, not just via their textbooks and what we consider to be traditional schoolwork. When they work through their traditional stuff, they're free to study or deep dive into the junk they're really interested in, okay? All right, and then those are just some of the advantages for self-propelled high school students. I could go on, and usually I do, but I just encourage you to, if you are kind of on the verge of decision-making, whether to homeschool in the high school years, just consider those particular advantages, the ability to build solid relationships with your young adult, the ability for your kids to work independently. I love this one. I didn't mention it. I haven't mentioned it in this episode, but the ability to fail, to make mistakes while they're at home and in charge of their own schedule. Oh, my gosh, that's how we learn. That's how I learn best, unfortunately, is by making mistakes, by messing up, and then figuring out a better way to do what it is that I just messed up. I would have loved to have that opportunity in high school, and it would have saved me a lot of trouble as an adult, that's for sure. So I'm going to turn our attention now to the college admissions process. And, oh, well, that's a little heavy, isn't it? Probably as heavy as homeschooling through high school thoughts are. But I want to change gears here for just a bit, and I want to take a look at what college admissions counselors are going to be looking for when your student is in one of their offices being examined under their electron microscopes. Now, the goal for my kids is to win scholarships or entrance to special programs. And in some cases, the goal is simply admission to the university itself. But my kids are really looking for those scholarships. And many, many, many colleges and universities are only going to require a scholarship application to be filled out and sent to them for processing in order to apply for entrance to their schools, okay? All your kids are going to need to do is go online, fill out an application, send it in, and the information, I don't mean to make light of it because it's quite a process, but that's all that most universities are going to look for. However, the more elite schools are going to personally interview your student. Students who show particular promise to their programs, elite schools are going to want to talk to you, to the student. And it's always necessary to keep accurate records for your high school student over the course of their 4 years. And you're always going to be prepared. Your student will always be prepared for this eventuality if you've kept careful records. All right, I want to give you just a rundown of what admission reps are looking for, okay? And elite schools and even schools that accept a lot more students and may have a lower, like state schools. Now, state schools are still going to be challenging to get into certain programs and get scholarships. But admission reps are going to look for the following things. High SAT and ACT scores, of course. Secondly, they're going to look at the high school transcript and how rigorous were the courses that your student took. Thirdly, admission reps are going to look for excellent writing skills, excellent communication skills. And I just want to say here that when your student is filling out an application online, it's going to be their writing skills. It's going to be your student's ability to put themselves out there just using these little characters we call letters to form words. I mean, judgment is going to be made based on that. So I just really want to emphasize the importance of your students developing excellent writing skills and communication skills. Admissions reps are definitely looking for that. Number four, admissions reps do look for heavy course loads the senior year, even if the graduation requirements have been met. They are looking to see if students, how motivated are they when there's nothing hanging over their head saying they have to do extra stuff. Number five, they're going to look at the academic and extracurricular pursuits students have made outside of the box. They're going to look for leadership skills. They're going to look for demonstrated talent in a specific area. If your student is vying for, say, music scholarship, athletic scholarship, et cetera, they're going to look for volunteer work done. This is really big right now. And with the right kind of record keeping, start this in 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th, 11th. Keep track, careful track of volunteer work your students have done. If there is an interview required. Of course, the admissions reps are going to look for a memorable and distinctive interview. And I could talk about that for quite some time. And finally, admissions reps are going to be looking for excellent letters of recommendation. That sounds really scary, doesn't it? Again, it doesn't have to be scary. If your student is self-propelled, if your student has been working to a mastery level and has been self-teaching for years, he is, just by virtue of being self-propelled, very likely to get above average SAT and ACT scores. We've already talked about the fact that self-propelled kids test well. Why? Because they've been problem-solving on their own every day throughout, you know, since they became self-teaching. Now, you will have used challenging curriculum for him, so getting those SAT, ACT scores isn't going to be an issue. Your student is going to have excellent communication and writing skills simply from the years of reading on his own, perhaps taking virtual language live classes, perhaps from taking composition class or that sort of thing. And it's likely that your student has pursued unusual interests and has some sort of demonstrated talent that he's been honing in his free time just because he's homeschooled and has the time to do that. So don't stress over all those points on what admissions reps are looking for, because most of them are going to be developing gradually by virtue of the fact that your student is self-propelled already. So the interview and the letters of recommendation are going to be all your student needs to prepare. So breathe. That's when you can go ahead and breathe. I don't want you to get hung up on that. But let's face it, there are many, many more kids applying to colleges now than when I was in college or applying to college. When I was in high school, SAT test prep, all that was required was that you took sharpened pencils. That's it. You didn't even have to take ID. You just had your, I remember taking a little piece of paper and like 16,000 sharpened number two pencils just in case. That was test prep. It's a little bit more rigorous these days. However, college standards have dropped. So if your student has been preparing and is self-propelled, he is going to stand out when it comes to the college admission selection process. Okay? I'm looking at your time, and it is about up for now. Episode 35 is going to consist of preparing your high school junior for college. And also, we're going to talk about senior year sanity tips. As we're recording live today, it is June 11th. I'm going to have a high school senior next year. And I'm going to share with you good things to do with your student in their junior year. And even if you have an eighth grader, you don't even have a high schooler yet, it's good to look ahead. So I encourage you, some parents of middle schoolers, you might be just thinking about the high school years, but go ahead and listen to these episodes. It's great to have a roadmap and see where you are going to be in just a little bit and how to get there and plan how to get there. All right, well, that concludes our broadcast for today, and I hope you'll join me in episode 35, which is part of our How to Give Your Kids the Self-Propelled Advantage series. Also, I hope you'll feel free to connect with me on Facebook. Find me at my Joanne Calderwood page. Also, you can find me at youarethemom.com. You can also get me on Twitter or email. Shoot me an email at info@youarethemom.com, letter U, letter R, themom.com. And that's it. I hope you have a fabulous day with your family, and just enjoy being together. Bye-bye.